Then if Tov is too full, then it's too much. Why is Rosh Hashanah fall out on a Chodesh? Pshat is that
on
Rosh Chodesh, yeah. Rosh Hashanah is always on Rosh Chodesh. Why? I mean, what's the kasha? The kasha is that if it's a Yom Haras Olam, it's Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Bria's Adam Rishon. It's not the first day of the Bria. The first day of the Bria, you can make Rosh Hashanah Chafel. Yeah, that was a big issue. Eventually, there's a chatos Rosh Chodesh that you bring up. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Hevi'er like kapara shemiyatet yisareach." The pedam of miyat hayireach. The pedam of miyat hayireach is that. It's always changing the yireach. It's not stable. The yireach is not stable. It gets bigger and bigger, gets smaller and smaller, disappears, comes back. The miyat hayireach caused the instability in people. And that's ba'atzim the shorash of chataim. The shorash of chataim is a certain instability, kilo. A person doesn't know, one day has a zoi, one day has a zoi, it's up and it's down. That causes better a person to be chayitev. A person will be stable, that itself keeps him back from chatoim. He's bewildered, he doesn't know where he is, he's having a katnas and godless and godless and katnas and lias and he reads this. That makes him a vul, but he's not in total control of himself. See the Moshe, it says by Yosef Tzadik, that Yosef, the Moshe says in Rosh Hashanah, that Yosef came out of jail. Yatsa Yosef and Beis HaSurim on Rosh Hashanah. Yosef's sod is the sod of Hu Yosef. Rashi says in Shmos, Yosef Hoya Benitzraim, Hu Yosef. Shairoyas Tzaynechav, Hu Yosef. He went through all the different Shinoim, and Yosef went through all the more Shinoim than everybody else. Up and down, and up and down, and up and down. Boyer, Melech, Melech, Beis Asurim, Echvais. He's stable. Yosef's sod was stable. He gives a koyach stability. That's why the marshal. After Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah is ba'etzim elimus chus on Kol Yisrael when it's Rosh Chodesh, because then the Rebbein Shlom remembers Kaviyachol Hebiyah Lakapara. Then Rebbein Shlom Kaviyachol remembers that he was Mamayid Yireach, and by being Mamayid Yireach, the Yireach is always changing, and by the Yireach always changing, it causes a person not to be stable. And the avodah is. That's the avodah is after Rosh Hashanah. The avodah is talking to a person to work on himself, to be like the b'china of Yosef Tzadik, to be a stable person in any matzav that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts him into the best of his ability. So the soif of Rosh Hashanah, the soif of the Heilige Teg is Sukkos. Sukkos is Teishu Kein Tedur. Sukkos is the dearest Arai. Arai means it's changing. It's not you have to live that Teishu Kein Tedur. In a matzav, in a world, it's Mishana Seitem Machlev Zazmanim. In the world, it's not stable. The person's got to live a kvistik life, a b'chin of teshuva kein tedur. And that's also a big yisod in Yiddishkeit. It's a big kabbalah, the person has to stay by himself. To try to work, to be stable, to try to work. I'm not saying a person can't be every day the same, a robot is the same. Other person has at least in readers, but there are certain nekudas that a person is to try to keep himself in a stable massive, even if he feels he's going down, not to let himself, okay, I'm having you read him, I have to go all the way, and Aliyah has to go all the way. It has to be a kind of stable. And it's Hashem, will be a Mesukun, or you are Alvanak or Alchama. So then, Alvan is Mesukun, and it won't carry, it won't go up and down the whole time. Because that will bring. That will bring back stability to people, to Yiddishkeit, to leadership. Okay.